Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר.
Hello, we are studying from the article of Shamati 32. A lot is awakening from above. A lot is awakening from above.
Yes, let's read.
Goral. Usod et aruta de leel.
A lot is an awakening from above.
Goral, usod
a lot
et aruta
is an awakening from above.
Orerut milemala.
When the low one does not assist in anything,
sod,
this is the meaning of cast a pool. A lot,
Haman
was complaining and said, neither do they keep the king's law. This means that enslavement begins for the worker in a state of lo lishma, meaning for self-reception. Hence, why were they given the Torah? Because afterwards, they are granted lishma, and they are given the lights and the upper attainments. Then comes the complaint and asks, why are they giving those sublime things for which they did not work or hope, but their every thought and goal were only over matters that concern their own needs, called lo lishma. This is the meaning of the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. This means that previously he was working in a state of wicked, meaning lo lishma, but for the receiver, afterwards, he was rewarded with lishma, meaning that all the servitude enters the domain of kedusha, meaning everything is to bestow. This is the meaning of the righteous will wear. This is the meaning of Purim as Yom Kippurim, Day of Attainment. Purim is awakening from above, and Yom Kippurim is awakening from below, meaning through repentance. However, there is awakening from above there too, corresponding to the lots that were there, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel, and the Creator is the scrutinizer.
Yes, this is actually what is written for us in this small article of Bala Sulam. A lot is an awakening from above, meaning an awakening that comes from above. Whereas we have two forms of awakening that come to a person, either an awakening from above or awakenings from below. So what is he saying to us? That if it's an awakening from above, then the lower one already is no longer associated with the awakening. Rather, he receives this awakening, and this activates him, operates him. Hence it's written that it was like casting a pur, a lot, where Haman is complaining and saying, neither do they keep the king's laws. This means that the beginning of the enslavement for the worker is in the state of lo lishma, whereas a person yearns himself because he sees that it's good and worthwhile for him, meaning for the sake of self-reception. And if so, hence, then why were they given the Torah? Because afterward they are granted Lishma, and they're given the lights and the upper attainment. Therefore, then comes the complainant, and then asks, why are they given these sublime things for which they did not work or hope? But their very thought and goal were only over matters that concern their own needs, called lo lishma. For themselves, they're doing it. So why are they giving this? This is the meaning of where it's written, the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. What does that mean, that the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear? This means that prior to that, previously, he was working in a state of a wicked for himself, meaning lolishma, but for the sake of the receiver, for himself, and later, afterward, he was rewarded with lishma, meaning that all the servitude enters the domain of Kedusha in order to bestow to the Creator, meaning everything is to bestow. And this is the meaning of the righteous will wear. And this is the meaning of Purim. Purim is like Yom HaKippurim, like the Day of Atonement. And Purim is an awakening from above. An awakening that comes from above. And Yom HaKippurim is an awakening from below. An awakening that comes from below. This means that through repentance, where a person wants to return to come closer to the Creator, however, there's an awakening from above here too. There's also this awakening from above that corresponds to the lots that were there. As there was one lot for the Lord, and the other a lot for Azazel. And the Creator is the one who's scrutinizing it. He decides who the lot goes to. That's the article. Please. Questions. No questions, Niv. They probably didn't understand from my reading, so you should read it.
Let's
read it again. Shamati 32, a lot is an awakening from above. A lot is an awakening from above. The lower one does not assist in anything. This is the meaning of cast a paw. The lot, Haman was complaining and said, neither do they keep the king's law. This means that enslavement begins for the worker in a state of lo lishma, meaning for self-reception. Hence, why were they giving the Torah? Because afterwards, they are granted Lishma, and they are giving the lights and the upper attainments. Then comes the complaint and asks, why are they giving these sublime things for which they did not work or hope? But the every thought and goal were only over matters that concern their own needs, called lo lishma. This is the meaning of the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. This means that previously he was working in a state of wicked, meaning lo lishma, but for the receiver. Afterwards, he was rewarded with Lishma, meaning that all the servitude enters the domain of Kedusha, meaning everything is to bestow. This is the meaning of the righteous will wear. This is the meaning of Purim as Yom Kippurim, Day of Atonement. Purim is an awakening from above. Yom Kippurim is an awakening from below, meaning true repentance. However, there is awakening from above there too, corresponding to the lot that were there. One lot for the Lord and the other lot for Azazel. And the Creator is the scrutinizer.
Okay. Let's begin to answer. First of all, Lithuania 5.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone.
In this article, everything is clear and nothing is clear. The mind is twisted. So what is this lot? So what is this? How to get the favor of that lot for us?
Please. Only in a manner in which a person knows how to choose the good, what comes to us from the Creator, and what comes to us from the opposite from the Creator, to Azazel. This we need to scrutinize and choose by force or from the side from the Creator.
Rav, and this Azazel, so is the one that we sacrifice, and another is the one that we let run wild? How to get that animal into the picture?
Azazel ze our ego shelano.
Azazel is our ego, our desire to receive. It is all within a person. And this we should not forget. And live with this all the time.
Tada. Tada rabba. Best of luck.
Moscow 5. Woman.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а ведь мы должны пользоваться методикой, которую мы сейчас изучаем. С другой стороны, все время хочется...
We're supposed to use the method that we're learning. But on the other hand, there is always a desire to receive what the Creator gives us and to trust Him that He will give it to us. How can we combine the active work and the anticipation that He gives us?
We need to do all we can on one hand and to wait for the Creator to do his part. That's on one hand or the other hand. But in essence, everything is defined by the Creator only.
Moscow 4, woman.
Hello, dear Rav. In the last phrase, it says that Purim is awakening from above, and Yom Kippurim is awakening from below. Is there any preparation from our side? So the question is, what is the difference between the readiness of awakening from above and awakening from below?
мы всегда за то, чтобы вызвать пробуждение от себя.
In essence, we're always,
то есть пробуждение снизу.
For the sake that we will have an awakening from ourselves, meaning an awakening from below.
Но мы должны понимать, что
we need to understand
that
the awakening from below
нашего сожаления о наших
is with the help of our sorrow for the mistakes that we make, for the sins, and the awakening from above is an awakening from the Creator.
Далее. Ну, пойдем теперь Moscow 6.
All right, well, we'll have Moscow 6 next.
Thank you, love. How not to make a mistake when we choose and to choose only what the Creator gives us.
It's the same rules, always, to hold together and always to yearn for the Creator and to ask. Especially to us, that he will manage us.
Can I ask another question, please?
Yep.
So they always talk about that there is a law, there's no protection in front of the Creator, but after all, the Creator chooses in some sort of a shape or form. What does it mean to make another exertion? The effort.
The Creator chooses according to your actions, according to your deeds. That's how it is. You cannot manage it in any other way.
Woman, help too.
Shalom Rav v'chag sameach. Maze rasha yachin ma'atzadik.
What does it mean? The righteous will prepare.
שאדם שהוא מתחיל לעבוד,
as a person starts to work,
מתחיל לעבוד בלא לשמה.
He begins to work in לא לשמה.
לאט לאט מגיע למצב,
and gradually comes to a state in which
רוצה שיהיה הכל בעל מנת להשפיע.
He specifically wants everything to be in order to bestow. He receives an awakening from above. And this is how he comes to a state in which he turns into a state where he justifies the Creator. And by justifying the Creator, he himself becomes a righteous. Hence, he clothes this whole blessing of the Creator upon himself.
Woman Latin.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos. Me queda la sensación de la lectura que un lado.
Sorry, friends, we don't have translation.
אין לנו תרגום מספרדית.
We don't have translation from Spanish. Maybe someone can translate.
אם זה אפשרי, שאתי שלי בספרדית.
From the Latin group.
אפשר
in Hebrew.
חברה שם שיכולה לתרגם.
Is there any friend there that can translate the question?
You can't ask because we won't understand. Or in English, maybe?
No, no importa. Esperemos más tarde.
טוב, אז אחר כך. אולי יגיע מתרגם.
בסדר.
Okay, so later on. Hello, dear Rav, Kli. What, Kli? I have a couple of questions from a friend. Can a friend create a conflict in the 10 and to create a negative response in the group in order to have more work?
I don't understand what you're saying or what you're asking.
Can a friend create a conflict by criticize other friend.
It's prohibited to criticize anyone in the group this way. It's prohibited to criticize no matter who they're. So there's no question here.
I have another question. The wicked will prepare and the righteous will work. How does it work in the group?
Again, we can't really hear you so good there.
The wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. How those qualities come in the tent?
The wicked will prepare and the righteous will clothe. This means that even in one person, when he's just planning something, there already can be already the intention for himself. And gradually, as he engages in this, then he corrects himself and already operates for the sake of the Creator.
Can I ask another question? What does it mean that the Creator chooses?
That's from above. That takes place from above.
Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав, дорогой учитель. Вот мы должны осознавать, что наше движение, наше спасение, это еще больше.
We need to understand that our progress and the Savior is a stronger connection and a bigger deficiency for connection. How can each and every one find this deficiency in the ten, and how can you develop it?
Only in the connections between us. By us reading together such articles.
And awakening from above and below needs to be at once?
Of course not. They come one after the other, tandemly. Women Mac
25.
We always start the work in Lolishma, just as it's written in the article. And then afterwards, we've been giving the quality of Lishma. At that point, the complainant is asking, why are they receiving all that they didn't work for them? Why is there the complaining? Why is it not right?
That we cannot attain the correct state if you haven't been through the incorrect states first. Therefore, in essence, this argument of his is not, or blame is not correct. How could it be that someone would be given a state of righteous when he wasn't not a righteous, when he was not righteous and worked and was rewarded with the state of being a righteous?
So he's fooling us that we are not winning.
In truth, what a person receives is what he deserves.
Группа, вот по поводу тоже пробуждения, что Пурим — это пробуждение свыше.
Again, about the awakening from above. Пурим is awakening from above. How can we really feel it in our feelings towards each other?
How do we need to feel this, this awakening from above? And we gradually will also start to feel.
Can we say that you have a feeling that you love everyone, and then suddenly Amalek, the will to receive, is coming on?
Yes, correct. It means that you've been through that degree, and now you're being given a greater one.
And can we say that it's actually the light of Purim that helps you?
Yes.
How to work
through an appeal? Always through an appeal to the Creator. The correction is only in that.
Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, вот объясните, пожалуйста, такую вот ситуацию, что в нашей подготовка к празднику Пурим.
This is the situation. In our tent, the preparation to Purim came with lots of heaviness and confusions. Where were the awakening from below. Everything was with a big exertion. Were there an awakening from above? Is that how it should be?
Awakening from above, you didn't notice. When it began, it came into validity. You started from feeling yourself below, maybe a little crude and not understanding, but later comes the awakening from above, the opportunity.
And now,
what does it mean in the connection of the ten?
How is it expressed? And yes, by you starting to understand more, to feel more, to come closer to the Creator, and so on. Yes?
Woman Ita.
Buongiorno. Grazie, Rav. Repentance for our weakness is an awakening from below. Does this only prepare one to receive the faith, which is a reception from above?
Ken. Ken?
Only,
yes.
Only
yes.
Repentance. Solo pentimento. Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
Spain.
Buenos días, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta es si los justos de esta generación traen un despertar desde arriba solamente.
I will translate in English. Do the righteous in this generation bring the awakening from above?
האם הצדיקים שבדור מביאים את ההתעוררות מלמעלה?
גם כן. כן?
Also, yes. Correct.
Woman Mach 51.
Woman Mach 51.
А каким образом происходит пробуждение снизу? Это всегда из падения?
Does the awakening from below happens? Does it always come from?
Of course, we're being given different states and we feel ourselves differently.
Awakening from above is. Rav, it says that the complaint of a man is to work in Lolishma. And they work for themselves, and suddenly they are rewarded with Lishma. They say it's a lot from above. What does it mean?
It means that the question is not correct, that they're not receiving through their awakening a higher degree. They will have to go down even more. And from there begin to ascend.
So how come they're rewarded with Lishma? This is the question.
It just seems to them that way. That they're being rewarded with Lishma. It just seems to them that.
Chaderavan.
Rav, this is not so clear that the difference between awakening from above and awakening from below, because it is written that I'm the first and I'm the last. And the awakening from below, it's a result of the awakening from above. And in the last verse, it says that the awakening from below, there are two lots. Can you explain a little bit more what's the difference between the awakening from below, I'm the first and I'm the last?
No, I can't explain it. It's written that way. When we get there, we'll see it. We'll discover it.
English one.
Well, clean. I just want to ask where it is written here that Purim is an awakening from above, and Yom Kippurim is an awakening from below. meaning through repentance. The truth is, I feel that I have no power to have any awakening. It has to be done for me. But the repentance is where the work is out for me. Is that right?
Ken.
Yes.
Is that repentance the profound feeling that this world is so treacherous and vile that I have to make a change because I just watch the telly and see these things on the and realize that that's in me somehow and I need to make that change? Is that the repentance we're speaking of? Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
Does that give great unrest to people when they realize how bad we really are?
Ken.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll work on this. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate your help.
French.
Shalom, Rav. Et le travail dans l'olishma vient-il avant la
the work in l'olishma
ou bien après la traversée du
mahsom? Does it come before the mahsom or after the mahsom?
Before transitioning to the mahsom.
Avodah shel l'olishma hi lifnei.
The work of l'olishma is before the mahsom.
Je peux. Comment je peux ressentir que je suis dans le travail?
How can I feel that I'm in the work of l'olishma?
She'ata mishtokek libureh mitzad echad.
When you yearn for the Creator on one hand, and on the other hand, you are fully feeling that you want to receive everything for yourself.
Woman Ukraine.
Entre le travail dans l'olishma et le travail après dans le maxom, en dessous du
between the work of l'olishma and the work below the maxom, how can I notice the difference between the two?
You will discern it. You'll come closer and you'll be able to discern it. You can't really explain it. You'll feel it. Women Ukraine too.
Question from a friend. Dear Rav, now I heard that what a person has is what he rewarded. Everything is we receive from the Creator. How can a person appreciate the sorrow that he received from above?
No, this already comes from the through the Creator. It comes through the Creator.
Woman Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой клей, дорогой Раф, такой вопрос.
This is the question.
Принять фразу «Жребий выбирает Творец».
We are working for many years in order to receive this sentence that the Creator gives the lot. How can we enter that to our heart and to receive this Creator's choice?
We need to agree with everything.
Ну, как сказать, не свойствами, а действиями, которые на вас.
To agree with all, not the qualities, but with the actions that come down to you and you will respond to this on your behalf in the correct way, as you should.
Дорогой учитель, написано, что грешник приготовит, а праведник.
It is written.
Что надевает праведник в праздник?
That the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. What does the wicked wear in Purim? The light of Chasadim or the light of Chokhma.
And the holiday of Purim, he clothes that degree that he attains.
Can I ask another question, please?
Yes.
Does the awakening from above can happen without the awakening from below?
Yes, that happens too, of course.
Thank you, Rav.
Дорогой любимый Рав, задаю вопрос с намерением возвысить нашу работу на сегодняшний день.
I'm asking this question in intention to raise our work. If I understand from the article that the importance of our work is in Lolishma, is very important, and we can use the results in the Lishma.
Da.
And this is how we need to raise the importance of the Lolishma in our work.
Yes, yes.
Selam sevgili Rab. İçimdeki kötüyle yüzleşince büyük bir değersizlik hissi kaplıyor içimi. Bu değersizlik hissini Yaradan mı gönderiyor?
When I deal with the bad in me, I feel this lack of self-worth, which is great. Does the Creator send me that feeling? And when it comes, what am I supposed to do with it?
Ma lasot.
What to do? You need to deal with it. To see how it is direct you to bestow, and in this way, to come closer to the Creator and to bestow.
Woman Mark 86.
Woman Mark 86.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, здравствуйте, мировой Кли.
Рав, Рав,
осознание, что мы работаем в Лолишма, оно должно быть в радости.
The understanding that we're working in Lолишма needs to lead and bring me joy if we come to that understanding.
В любом состоянии мы должны быть в радости.
Even in Лолишма, we always need to be in joy.
Неважно в каком состоянии.
Because we are doing the work of the Creator, and it doesn't matter what state.
How can we rejoice when the recognition of evil is even greater every day? But to be happy that the Creator is showing this to me?
Yes.
Это само собой.
And to ask Him to correct this?
This
is by its own. But with what you receive it from the Creator. Woman Mark 26.
Dear Rav, how with our feeling can a person or the ten feel the awakening from above?
How in the feeling can a person feel the awakening from above? He feels when it comes to him. It's awakening within him. That's how he feels.
У него приятное ощущение или...
He feels it as something good. Is it a good feeling or a not good feeling?
Good. It's awakening from above.
Woman have too.
שאלה של חברה.
A friend's question. What is a lot in the ten?
זה איזשהו...
That's some kind of a purpose or a target that the ten needs to continue with, but this is what it stands in front of them. That's what it means, a lot of the ten.
Is a person's fate in his hands?
No. No, that's a lot. Lot.
Woman Mark 48.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, у нас такой вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav.
Вот в тексте написано, там был один жребий Творцу, а второй жребий Азазелю. А Творец
There was one lot for the Creator, and one for the Lord, and one for the Azazel, and the Creator is the scrutinizer. Where are we here and our free choice?
Our free choice is only after you receive, and not beforehand.
Receiving what?
Some sort of an awakening from the Creator.
And then I have a choice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Woman Lithuania 5.
What does it mean in a person? Her man was complaining and said, neither do they keep the king's laws.
Maza omer betoch ha'adam שכתוב כאן שהמן היה מקטרג ואמר ודתי המלך אינם עושים.
כן.
Yes. This is the work of Haman, to destroy it. Everything that comes to us, and even after we respond correctly, he still destroyed, he still complains with our right response to the Creator and spoils it.
We need a lot. We do need a lot. Thank you. Tada.
Ken.
Yes.
Deep 7. Woman.
Если можно два вопроса. Вот первый, как нам строить?
If possible, two questions. First question.
И вот какой-то образ тоже запрещено.
How to stabilize the Creator before us so that we will always choose Him? We're not allowed to depict Him as an image, but how do we depict this concept of the Creator before us?
Depict to yourself an upper force that is managing you without any form or shape.
Всем добрый день, дорогой Рав. Подскажите, пожалуйста, что происходит с
грешником? Hello everyone, dear Rav. What happens with the wicked in Purim?
Пурим — это просто дата, праздник. А вообще со всеми с нами
Purim, it's a date.
То, что решает Творец.
And as a fact, what happens with all of us, it's what the Creator decides.
If we can refine it, you answered to one of the friends that in Purim, the righteous clothes that degree that he attains. If you could explain more precisely what that means?
I can't say anything. What he attained, this is what he received. Moscow 6 woman.
Вот помогите разобраться. Вот мы с одной стороны должны ненавидеть.
Help us understand. On one hand, we need to hate Haman, this quality, and to raise up Mordechai. But when we come to the state where we thank the Creator for this desire to receive,
это в каких килим вообще происходит?
And then we love the Lord with both our hearts. With what vessels does this happen?
In the vessels that we receive from above. From the beginning, we don't have this type of vessels, which means that even the vessels of bestow and receiving, they come together and then we receive a result.
Meaning it's some higher state that we don't differentiate between those two states?
Yes.
Добрый день, Раб. Когда мы работаем полной решимости и уверены в намерении отдавать Творцу, это означает, что
confidence and want to bestow to the Creator.
Спасибо.
Does that mean that He's awakening us from above?
Yes. Yes.
Woman English 1.
Hello, World Kli. Rav, if we receive this awakening, how best to wear it?
אם אנחנו מקבלים את ההתעוררות,
We need to receive the awakening and to try to clothe in it with our desires in order to make it happen. This is our work.
Woman, thank you, Rav. Woman Polish.
У меня два вопроса. Первое. В сущности, все зависит от Творца.
I have two questions. First, actually, everything depends on the Creator. Meaning, the only thing that depends on us is the choice. How to make the correct choices.
То я и выбираю.
What is close to the benefit of the others, this is what I choose.
Thank you. And the other question is, what is estate in the spiritual work?
We will scrutinize this later. I don't want to confuse others.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Учитель, а вот есть такое пробуждение свыше, как желание прилепиться, ну,
there's an awakening from above, like the desire to adhere to Barasulam. Rabash, our teacher, what awakening from below is expected of us?
The desire for it, the prayer for it, the desire to reveal what he wants to.
А здесь сожаление поможет или здесь работа нужна?
Нет, нужна работа.
То, что said to be sorry when we talked about the Creator and that would help. We have to work on it.
No. We need to work just like Rabash and Bala Sulam said. They were talking about the spiritual work that we need to attain.
Can I ask about the prayer about the hero Israel before sleeping? It's worthwhile to write a prayer to the Creator. When you do it, it's such internal work that for an hour and a half you can't fall asleep and then you come tired to the morning lesson.
Don't do it before you go to sleep.
So we can do it also in the morning?
Woman,
yes, you can. Woman Mark 51.
Вопрос по лишма. Помогите, пожалуйста, нам четко понимать.
A question about lishma. Help us understand what it means for the sake of myself. And there's such a method that when you're willing to connect, you're willing to nullify, you're willing to do all that's needed, and your intention is nevertheless that the Creator will change your nature. And in other ways, when you do all the acts of bestowal, because you want to reach this, and you discover that you're doing it for the sake of yourself, which of them is the correct one?
Верно, это тот, где у тебя верное намерение. И намерение должно быть только ради других.
If it's right or the truth, it's where you have the correct intention, and the intention is towards the other. You and the final result is towards others, it means that your intention was right, correct.
Okay, but it turns out the second way is the right one, where you're doing everything for the sake of others, but you discover that you're doing it for yourself.
No, you don't reveal it that it's for yourself. You reveal that you did everything you could for the others.
That's lishma.
Попробуй.
Yes, this is for lishma.
Meaning we can be lishma right now already?
Try. This is what you need to wish for.
Woman Kiev.
Спасибо, Раб. Вот такой вопрос. Мы когда делаем какие-то действия относительно десятки,
when we perform certain actions in the ten, we see that we're bringing delight to the friends, we enjoy to be with the friends, but it's an egoistic feeling.
это наслаждение.
However, sometimes there's such a feeling where it's barely felt that this feeling is coming as if a feeling in the desire of the friend. You're being filled like her. And it's almost impossible to grasp. And I don't know if it's bestowal or not bestowal. What is this feeling in the desire of the friend?
Talk about it with the friends and try to understand it.
Раф, мы завтра, субботу, проведем с товарищами вместе киевским сообществом. Скажите, с каким
мы будем работать, когда мы будем вместе? With what states should we work tomorrow when we're together?
What can we do in order?
Не сходит на нас в праздник.
In order that the light that comes down on us from the Purim, we will receive it and ingrate it. In
Добрый день, Раф. Вот Творец выбирает один жребий.
The Creator is the scrutinizer, one of the lots. There's the lot for the Lord and the lot for Azazel. When I depict myself the quality of bestowal, I always choose the lot for the Lord. What is this lot of Azazel? And how to differentiate between them in spiritual work?
Azazel, it's the angel of death.
But I don't choose him consciously.
Yes.
I don't choose Azazel. I always yearn to choose the Lord.
Yes, but you need to scrutinize it in a much clearer way.
Hola, amigos. Hola, Rab. The question from my friend, I would like to say in English to translation. The question of my friend is, if the Kabbalah teaches that all is a set of precise law, where is the pure? Where is the lack? If we see that in the structure, about the awakening of Belo.
You can ask in Spanish. You can ask in Spanish now. It's not so clear if you can ask in Spanish.
אפשר לשאול בספרדית. בבקשה.
Please ask in Spanish. The question is, the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us that there is an order of absolute precise laws and rules. Where is there a place here for lot, for fate, for... If there's an awakening from above and below that are working together. So what is this lot, what's happening here?
From the awakening of the man, there are much more forces enters that in the whole with a combined forces of the Creator and the human, they give, how can you say, a lot. And this can be either good or bad. And we need from the start, from the beginning, to scrutinize it. When we want to scrutinize it, we pray to, if we can't scrutinize it, we ask from the Creator to help us to scrutinize it. And this is how it happens.
Niv, תקרא שוב את המאמר הזה ותגמור איתם שאלות, תשובות וכן הלאה. בסדר?
אז נקרא שוב את המאמר.
אני צריך לצאת.
We're going to...
נקרא שוב את ה...
Okay, so we're going to read the article once more.
שמעתי.
The article of Shamati, number 32, a lot is an awakening from above.
גורל Usod et aruta delel.
A lot is an awakening from above.
Milemala. Shein atachton.
When the lower one does not assist in anything.
Hipil pur hagor.
This is the meaning of cast a poor. The lot. Haman was complaining and said, neither do they keep the king's laws. This means that enslavement begins for the worker in a state of lolishma, meaning for self-reception. Hence, why were they given the Torah? Because afterward, they are granted lishma, and they are given the lights and the upper attainments. Then comes the complainant and asks, why are they given these sublime things for which they did not work or hope? But their every thought and goal were only over matters that concerned their own needs. Lo lishma.
This
is the meaning of the wicked will prepare and the righteous will wear. This means that previously he was working in a state of wicked, meaning lo lishma, but for the receiver. Afterward, he was rewarded with lishma, meaning that all the servitude enters the domain of Kedusha, meaning everything is to bestow. This is the meaning of a righteous, or the righteous will wear. This is the meaning of Purim as Yom Kippurim. Purim is an awakening from above. And Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement, is an awakening from below. Meaning, through repentance. However, there's awakening from above there too, corresponding to the lots that were there. One lot for the Lord, and the other lot for Azazel. And the Creator is the scrutinizer.
And
we have announcements to conclude. Dear friends, you're invited to a World Unity Day for Purim, increasing joy. The Unity event will take place tomorrow, Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. For details and registration, convention.cli.one. To continue our schedule for today, Friday at 2:30 p.m. Israel time, we will have the Friday afternoon meal, and we'll conclude with a song.
אבל יכול לבחור להיות כאן ביניכם המקום הכי נכון לאט לאט נפתח אל החברים ומתוכי יוצאת Lift up.